Yale University students have undertook risky loans via peer-to-peer platforms, whereby they're required to submit nude photographs of themselves as collateral to loan sharks. If payment doesn't occur on time, the threat is borrowers' nude images will be made public. Scandalous.
Scandalous, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, and so nudity and shark loans, how does these two mix?
Well, the so-called nude loans or naked loans phenomenon is reportedly targeted at female university students who are desperate to get their hands on extra cash. And a recent case has been widely covered by various media. A female university student in central China's Anhui province found her nude photos made public online after she failed to pay back the debt of 300,000 yuan, which has increased to 500,000 yuan with high interest. Here we're not talking about 500 yuan, it was 500,000 yuan, which is almost equal to some family's lifetime saving. And the girl was on the verge of mental breakdown. Her father decided to sell her only house to pay the debt. And also media reports find that the platform is just a kind of a cover. And actually the deals have been made beforehand within some QQ chat groups, and they are just using the platforms as disguise to make the deal look legal.
Yeah.
Right, what do you think?
I think that every time we say naked loan, it sounds like we're saying naked low. So anybody, we're not saying naked low. People aren't getting naked lows. They're getting naked loans. And in fact, I have another example of that. According to a self-claimed former borrower, Lily, being the synonym here, or pseudonym there, sorry. The weekly interest rate was 30% for her 500 yuan borrowed from an online platform in February. As she kept failing to pay back on set payment due dates, she borrowed more money from the platform with the same weekly interest rate until the overdue payment grew to 55,000 yuan. So I want to restate this. 30% on her initial borrowing of 500 yuan, and it became 55,000 yuan, which then led to a threat with her naked pictures. So Lee told the newspaper, the Nandu Daily, that many of her fellow students have borrowed money in this way, and most are ashamed to talk about it. She specifically said, naked IOUs started long ago. Not only university students, but many others borrowed money with nude pictures. In some cases, the borrower has taken out a few legitimate loans first, and as the debt accumulates, they're desperate. They can't pay this off, but they did it in the right way, you know, not necessarily sending in nude photos, but to be able to pay the initial debt that they're accumulating, they've resorted to these nude photos and this nude loan.
Yeah, what you guys have just said, it sounds pretty scary, especially when you look at how the numbers jump, the amount of debt that you incur, because like 30% interest over a week.
Yeah. That's insane.
That is insane. Mm. And anybody with a little bit of mathematical skills would see what kind of deep financial hole you're getting yourself into.
Even I can see it.
Even you? Yeah. All right, then everybody should. Just
yeah,
joking.
Yeah, no excuses, guys.
Yes, and this is really, really bad, a financial decision. And when we talk about these things happening online, would you guys tell me more about how does this, can we even call it a transaction? How does this predatory loan activity occur?
Usually the money lenders will use the social media, like QQ group chats, and also the borrowers are required, the nude photos of the borrowers are required as the IOUs. And beside that, borrowers are also required to upload pictures of their ID cards and report their family information, including their address and the cell phone numbers of their parents, as a kind of guarantee or collateral to loan sharks. And the credits can vary based on the borrower's education background. Usually, an undergraduate student can receive 15,000 yuan in credit, while those studying at famous universities, as well as doctorate students, can receive even larger loans. And interest rates vary between 24% to 30% per week. If the borrowers fail to pay back the money, which is usually the case, because the interest is so high, super difficult for the borrower to repay the money in time. And then the moneylender threaten the borrowers to send those nude photos to their family members or make those photos public online. And snapshots of threatening collection messages have also gone viral, with a photo of female borrower and a message reading how the lender would send the photo and her naked video footage to her family members if she could not pay back her 10,000 yuan borrowed on annual interest rate of 24% within a week. Well, that's blackmail to me. I think it's blackmail.
Absolutely it is. There's no question about it in my mind, actually. But another Chengdu-based insider said naked pictures are often acceptable IOUs in the underground private loan companies, and also used for those who want to borrow that money. Basically, as I understand it too, from the research that we've done, it is hard for students specifically to meet the standards of what it would take to actually get, you know, an actual loan from a bank. You know, it's not necessarily something super easy, as I understand. They're maybe ineligible when they have their assets and stuff, you know, assessed, these kind of things. And at the same time, these money lenders, these guys that are doing it off the books, you know, they bypass strict financial regulations by using this social media, which allows them to be so thrifty in how they do their business. I mean, there's nothing like you would imagine probably a strict contract going on here. And in fact, looking at this story, my first question was, how do you ever know that they've deleted the photos? This is something, the first question that came to my mind, because I remember in school, as you know, in college, we would have maybe like these talks, okay, in the journalism department, and some of these people would be like, you know, anyone sending a picture to someone else, once you send pictures to people, like let's say I have a girlfriend and I send her a picture of me with my shirt off or something like that, and I'm like, hearts, hearts, kisses, you know, this kind of thing. I'm sure a lot of people out there have done it. Anyways, just any kind of stuff that you're sending back and forth or even just keeping on your cloud, realize that's not really the safest place for that to be. I mean, i.e. Jennifer Lawrence got hacked and nude photos and all kinds of stuff from her cloud was released to the public. So we're in a day and age where you really got to try your hardest to protect this kind of these kind of images.
Exactly. And that just reminds me of a bit of like local news. Edison Chen back in that feels like such a long time ago, when nude photos, other photos just got leaked from his computer when he was trying to get that fixed. Anyway, these days, whenever you get any photos taken, ever, there is a good chance that the photos will be leaked or get into the wrong hands of wrong people. But here, what I think is really interesting is we're in the 21st century. We're in the digital world. We're in the age of P2P lending and all these like online financing that's going on. And with these really, really bad naked loans that's happening here, often these people, they're hooked up on a legitimate P2P platform. So the platform offers a legal area for the two parties to meet, and then shady business is often done afterwards when the two parties are connected and on social media, in WeChat or QQ groups, when really bad discussion about payment, interest, and photos are being exchanged. So you see that now it's been upgraded to a more high-tech way for these really bad things to happen, actually.
You know, this isn't even the worst. Brace yourself, Fayang. Brace yourself, because actually, sometimes these girls that get into this kind of money lending and whatnot, they become mistresses or those that sell one-night stands.
That
literally.
Sounds terrible.
A seller said they can connect female students who need money and are in debt with men who want to pay for those services. The female students can earn 1,500 yuan for one night and 8,000 yuan a month to be a mistress. This is pimping. This is prostitution. And it is taking advantage of a demographic that's trying to get an education, that doesn't have any money, and specifically a female demographic. And I mean, seeing stuff like this, I mean, yes, you know, I'm not, I do think, yeah, naked IOUs are really, I think, in a way, to many people, shameful. Although I know some people have no problem sending pictures of themselves half naked. They're very comfortable with their body. You know, but specifically this, I don't see any good, any right at all whatsoever in any of that kind of thing. This is just when it gets just too ridiculous for me.
And also, the nude photos does not always have a happy ending. Mm. And the profit, the lenders can also profit by selling the nude photos if the girls are late with payments. And some money lenders also charge an extra 10% handling fee for dealing with the naked images. Older photo usually sell for 20 yuan and newer photos sell for 30 yuan, according to a seller, an advertisement by a seller in the QQ chat group. And He Yang, I partially agree with you with the platform statement. I agree that a few platforms might be legal, but some platforms do not operate in the legal area, and they are turning a blind eye to bad people and allowing the bad people to doing bad things on the platform because they can earn some commission or some middle agent money through it, and they're totally profit-driven. That's something we should enhance supervision on.
There's something else I wanted to talk about specifically here too, and that is this knowledge should come with the fact that you can never get this back. Once you made this decision, you will live with it for the rest of your life. So it's not something that should ever be taken. This is just the time we live in. I mean, people have told me too that when you post something on Facebook, that's their property. That is their property. Once you put a picture on Facebook, actually they can, there's certain legal extremities that they're able to do stuff with that picture, as I understand. So keep that in mind. Anything that you put digital, that you make digital, that is a digital footprint that many times will not go away. But let's talk about maybe the reason why kids are doing this, because some of the reasons are actually pretty surprising. There are about 30 million university students in China. Many of them insist on buying the latest model of iPhone, single lens reflex camera, or a brand new laptop. Without such fancy gadgets, they feel they will appear inferior in front of their peers due to comparison of psychology and group psychology. Now, this is what was in our research. I don't necessarily personally agree with this, but I mean, let's take in mind, like, I'm a university student in advertising. I need to buy a computer that can probably handle graphics and these kind of things to be able to do what my other classmates do. So for sure, nowadays we're in an age where students have to provide and have for themselves this kind of gadgetry that allows them to get an education. So of course they would need to buy these kind of things.
Well, the thing for me is I don't find what the reason or why you want to buy something or whatever mm-hmm. consumption decision you've made for yourself in the future has anything to do with this. I think we're always going to be in need of money. You want a vacation, you want a new iPhone, you want to buy a desktop, a notebook, or whatever. We're human beings. We're always going to have such intentions and desires. But here, I think it's sort of like these young people don't really know what they're getting themselves into, and that's the part that I still can have a shred of sympathy for these people.
You know, I take it a different step. I think, yes, they're kids. And the thing is, when you sometimes think, like, when you're kids, you want stuff. You want to be like the stars. You want to be fashionable like your friends. You want to look good in front of your peers. I had this feeling, too, especially when I was younger. It's something I grew out of, for sure. I think it's healthy to grow out of it. But I remember, you know, in the U.S., you are allowed to get pretty easily some good student loans, but for sure, you're going to have to pay those back in the future, or they will destroy your credit score. Anyways, I remember when I first got $6,000 in my hand for one semester, the tuition was already paid off, and I had $6,000 to live on. Now, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I had a job, you know, so I was like, wow, I'm rich. My first inclination was, I need to go spend some of this money. Not on things that necessarily I needed, you know. It's just when you have lots of money in your hand, sometimes the first thought in your mind isn't to budget. And some students are looking for that money. And then when they see how easy it is to get, that's a downhill slope.
Yeah, and here I think, yes, people want money. People want to buy all kinds of stuff. And these young people probably is one of the first times that they can get their hands on this money.
Sure.
And also, apparently getting these loans can be very easy at first. And it's only in small sums. And I love it that somebody had this quote that this kind of loans, they are like opium. It's like a drug.
Oh,
and it's so easy. Once you take one dose, and then you're back for more. And when we are shocked by the fact that some of these female college students, that they've given out their naked photos to like 50 people or different parties. That's insane. And that's because someone is kind of like on drugs, because they are constantly back for more. And when they realize where they are, it's too late.
Well, yes, compared to student loans, this kind of online loan has easier access, and which is very attractive to many students. You know, the students at the very beginning can get the loan so easily, and no mortgage is needed. And, you know, since students have no house or car as mortgage, so at the beginning, take the girl, the female student in Hefei, for example. At the very beginning, she just borrowed 2,000 yuan. As that time, she got a boyfriend and spent more money than before. As the financial background of her family is not that good, she then turned to this online loan. Then she gets addicted to it, and she can't stop. And the debt grew larger and larger, and when she realized it, it was too late. And she had to borrow more money to pay back the previous debt. It's a vicious circle.
Girl, don't be taking out no loans for dudes, okay? You don't need to do that. But, okay, Hoyoung, you had said earlier, it's basic math, 30% of 500 yuan. But if it's so basic, why are these students doing it? They are privy to probably the fact when they're getting into this verbal or however the agreement happens that 30% is a lot of money. What do you think is going through their head? Because, I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, yeah, it is basic math. They've got to realize that too. So why haven't they been detoured and be like, dude, 30%? This is astronomical. There's no way I could pay for it. I guess what I'm asking is, do Chinese students often, like, my dad was very fiscally hard on me. He's like, Ryan, you want that shirt, you want this in high school, my later years, you pay for it. That's life. You know, he's trying to teach me these things. And I guess, does that happen in a typical Chinese family? Because I think, yes, it's basic math, but people are still doing it.
That's a good question. And also, we can't really understand what goes on the mind of this youngster when this is happening. But I guess there are a lot of restrictions and limitations towards how a young person, still a college student, can get some extra money from whatever channel. Because usually it's just your parents that give you some pocket money and maybe give you enough money for you to eat and and get books and that kind of thing. But anything out of that, I think in China, we tend to dismiss that young people have such needs or demands financially. And our law in 2009 has actually banned college students from getting credit cards on their own. But apparently there are other ways to circumvent that regulation. But I don't even think that is the core issue here, because even if you have credit cards, you could abuse it and still get yourself in huge debt. And, well, no nudity is involved, but you'd be in a financial black hole as well. So how should these young people get it right?
Well, I think the family education has a role to play here. The parents need to teach their children how to develop a correct concept of how to manage their money better. The students don't have work to support them, and they don't have extra financial resources. And a survey this June revealed the average living expenses for each university student provided by family is 5,000 yuan a month, which may still be not enough to cover all those expenses. So yes, we can see the student has a lot of material needs which cannot be satisfied.
Yeah, you know, I see a different problem here. I think that these are kids that have the lure of, I want some money while I'm young to go do things. I can relate to the fact all my friends are going on a road trip or something, and I can't go because, you know, it's hard when you're a college student. So I think they'll find a way sometimes for whatever really deep desires they have. But let's offer the solution that is better, you know, so that, let's say I'll offer, you know, my student loan. I didn't have to pay for a year and a half after I graduated. Sure, I had to pay it back, but still, you know, I think it's a good system if it's a good bank or something, you know?
Yes, for sure. And here we have to ask the question, are these platforms or are these loan sharks? I mean, these two parties, they are definitely at fault to some extent here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And according to the Chinese state law, 364, this is the dissemination of pornographic images. It is against the law. They are criminals.
And a major crackdown, I feel, is necessary, especially in those, even in like these social chat groups. I don't see why, I know it's hard, but we can identify these bad guys, and yeah, these predators should be put behind bars.